With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. One expert says it may take some time to learn the exact cause of the crash that killed six service members on board a plane in Iraq. Alan Deal, a former investigator for the Air Force Safety Center, says this will be a thorough investigation.
We lose about as many people in training and in mishaps as we do in combat. That's literally true decade in, decade out, in every war, and certainly in peacetime. Accidents are one of the major losses of people in the military. So that's why they need to reinvigorate their safety programs, not just the Air Force, but all three services.
There's new information about the suspect in the attack on a Michigan synagogue.
Officials say Ayman Mohammed Ghazali lost four family members in an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon last week. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer spoke of the need to tone down the rhetoric.
People like the person that attacked this community yesterday get fomented by rhetoric that they see online and that they see on television and they hear on the radio.
Michigan Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin credited responders.
If they had not all done their jobs almost perfectly, we would be talking about an immense tragedy here today with children gone.
Ghazali was a U.S. citizen. I'm Ed Donahue.
Iran has warned people to evacuate three major ports in the United Arab Emirates, including the busiest in the Middle East. Tehran's warning yesterday was its first open threat to a neighboring country, non-U.S. assets. It said the U.S. had attacked Kargig Island, crucial to Iran's oil sector, from the UAE. President Trump has said the U.S. destroyed military sites on the island and warned that its oil infrastructure could be next. The president says he hopes other countries will keep the Strait of Hormuz open and safe. Americans don't think much of their fellow citizens. More from Michael Harrington.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 53% of U.S. adults say their countrymen are morally bad. That's the highest percentage of any nation in Pew's 25-country survey. Turkey is the only place that gets close to the U.S., and only 49% of people there say they think their fellow citizens are morally bad. Canada is the country where the least number of residents think their countrymen are bad, just 7%. Michael Harrington reporting.
As Christianity wanes in the U.S., many people are turning to the occult. The Conscious Life Expo, which convenes thousands of New Age spiritual seekers in L.A. each year, has just wrapped up. The event is now attracting a diverse audience seeking meaning without God. Organizer Michael Satava says he thinks it's evolved to much more of a religion about aliens. A number of the speakers at this year's expo claim to be aliens. This is SRN News. Ukrainian President Zelensky is calling the threat of easing sanctions on Russia a mistake.
At a news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the US 30-day waiver on Russian oil sanctions amid the Iran war is not the right decision and won't help bring a stop to Russia's more than four-year-old invasion of Ukraine. Zelensky adds, this easing along by the US could provide Russia with about $10 billion for the war. This certainly does not help peace. I believe that lifting sanctions will, in any case, lead to a strengthening of Russia's position. I'm Charles Teledesma.
A group of residents in a city in central Cuba have taken to the streets and partially destroyed the local headquarters of the ruling Communist Party. Authorities said that five people were arrested in Moran in a demonstration on Saturday that was linked to the island's energy supply issues. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.